Your semen is the sacrifice called soma. Savanani. Ritualistic performances of the morning. Avastitihi. Different statuses of bodily growth. Samsta Vivedaha. Seven varieties of sacrifices. Tava. Your. Deva.
Deva.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Dattavaha. Ingredients of the body such as skin and flesh. Satchani. Sacrifices performed over 12 days. Sarvani.
All of them.
Sharira. The bodily. Sandhi. Joints. Tvam. Your Lordship. Sarva. All. Yajna. Asoma sacrifices. Kratuhu. Soma sacrifices. Ishti. The ultimate desire. Bandhanaha. Attachment. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, your semen is the sacrifice called Soma Yajna. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning. Your skin and touch sensations are the seven elements of an Agnishtoma sacrifice. Your bodily joints are symbols of various other sacrifices performed in 12 days. Therefore, you are the object of all sacrifices called Soma and Asoma, and you are bound by yajnas only. We should be, O Lord, your semen is the sacrifice called Soma Yajna. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning. Your skin and touch sensations are the seven elements of the Agnishtoma sacrifice. Your bodily points, your bodily joints are symbols of various other sacrifices performed in 12 days. Therefore, you are the object of all sacrifices. Called Soma and Asoma. And you are bound by yajnas only. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are seven kinds of routine yajnas performed by all followers of the Vedic rituals. And they are called Agnishtoma, Achagnishtoma, Ukta, Shodashi, Vajataya, Atiratra, and Aptoryama. Anyone performing such yajnas regularly is supposed to be situated with the Lord. But anyone who is in contact with the Supreme Lord by discharging devotional service is understood to have performed all different varieties of yajnas. So, your permission, I want to go on because this is a lead into the next verse. Permission? Namastamaste kila manusha devata dravyaya sava gacave kriyatmane varaya bhatya majaya nibhavita. Yajnaya Vidya Gurave Namo Namaha. Translation, O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns, and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge in devotional service. Bishopy. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And are worshipable.
And are worshipable.
By universal prayers.
By universal prayers.
Vedic hymns.
Vedic hymns.
And sacrificial ingredients.
And sacrificial ingredients.
We offer our obeisances unto you.
We offer our obeisances unto you.
You can be realized. By the pure mind,
freed
from all visible
and
invisible material contamination,
we
offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge in devotional service. Therefore, the qualification of bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, is that the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. This freedom is called vairagya, or renouncement of material desires. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord according to regulated principles is automatically free from material desires. In that pure state of mind, one can realize the Personality of Godhead. The Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, instructs the devotee regarding pure devotional service, so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10 as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam vachatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi lokantam yena vamukhayam ite. To one who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord with faith and love, the Lord certainly gives the intelligence to achieve Him at the ultimate end. One has to conquer the mind. And one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and by performing different types of sacrifice. The ultimate end of all those performances is to attain I'll give you a clue, it's in the Sanskrit. Vairagya bhakti atmachaya anubhavita dhyanaya vidya gurave namo namaha. Okay. Hold on. The ultimate end of all those performances is to attain, or, there's a synonym, or the devotional service of the Lord. Bhakti, yes. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Personality of Godhead, or His innumerable expansions of Vishnu, are the only objects of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performances. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Jāma Gyanāsti Marantasya Gyanantana Salakaya Vakshuram Nilakam Dena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Taitanya Manuvistam Satitam Vena Bhuttale Vayam Parakadamayam Vadati Spavadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Adaita Radha Sri Vasati Gaura Kanda
Hare Krishna.
He saw the earth, the resting place for all living beings,
Life as it was in the beginning of the creation, and he personally lifted it. Lord God very easily took the earth on his tusks and got it out of the water. Thus he appeared very splendid. I heard that that place was Hamish Randall. This is the place where water touched the earth. Thus he appeared very splendid. Then his anger, glowing like the Sudarshan wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord. Thereupon Lord Bor killed the demon within the water, just as a lion kills an elephant. The cheeks and tongue of the Lord became smeared with the blood of the demon, just as an elephant becomes reddish from digging in the purple earth. Thus the Lord, playing like an elephant, suspended the earth on the edge of his curved white tusks. He assumed a bluish complexion like that of a something tree. Kamal tree, yes. And thus, the sages headed by Rama could understand him to be the supreme personality of Godhead and offered respectful obeisances to the Lord. All the sages uttered with great respect. This is the sages' prayers that we're hearing today. All the sages uttered with great respect, O unconquerable, enjoyable sacrifices, all glories and all victories unto you. You are moving in your form of the personified Vedas, and in the hair holes of your body the oceans are submerged. For certain reasons, to uplift the earth, you have now assumed the form of a boar. O Lord, your form is worshipable by performances of sacrifice, but souls who are simply miscreants are unable to see it. All the Vedic hymns, Gayatri and others are in the touch of your skin. In your bodily hairs is the kusha grass. In your eyes is the clarified butter. And in your four legs are the four kinds of fruitive activities. O Lord, your tongue is a plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. And your belly is the eating plate of sacrifice. Another place of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as Soma. And whatever you chew is known as Agnihotra. Moreover, O Lord, the repetition of your appearance is the desire for all kinds of initiation. Your neck is the place for three desires, and your tusks are the result of initiation and the end of all desires. Your tongue is the prior activities of initiation. Your head is the fire without sacrifice, as well as the fire of worship. And your living forces are the aggregate of all desires. Today, O Lord, your salmon is the sacrifice called Soma Yajna. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning. Your skin and touch sensations are the seven elements of the Agnishtoma sacrifice. Your bodily joints are symbols of various other sacrifices performed in 12 days. Therefore, you are the object of all sacrifices for Soma and Asoma, and you are bound by Yajnas only. Finally, O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and are worshipped by universal prayers, Vedic hymns, and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the Supreme Spiritual Master of knowledge and devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Lord Braha ki. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedasya Sadhanam Eva Vedyo Vedantikrit Vedadim Eva Chaham. Sabhasya Cham Vedi Sadhana Vistok. That is Jin Gyan Upalam Chan. So actually it's a great relief to me because there's so much detailed knowledge here. It'd be difficult for me to understand all these Vedic sacrifices and rituals being a product of Kali Yuga, limited brain substance. Things have to be very simple. So this verse, Vedasya Sade Ahamiva Vedya Vedanta Kri Vedya Vedya Chan. By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedas and I know Vedas as it is. So this is simple, this is practical. That Krishna consciousness means to know one supreme person and our relationship with him. And he's within our heart, so he's not far away. In fact, we can understand he's even giving us remembrance, knowledge, forgiveness. He's giving us everything. From the moment we wake up in the morning, even the Vajra dreaming, giving us our dreams, remembrance. As soon as we wake up, we begin to remember who we were, what we were doing about yesterday, what we have to do today. And when we take rest, we forget everything. And we live in a dream world. He's giving forgetfulness too. He's giving ignorance. Only creatures are in ignorance. Just like here in Mayapur, you leave out in the silent. There's millions of little ants growing everywhere. So they have very limited knowledge. Krishna's just giving them enough knowledge to find the sugar, and the trees have enough knowledge to grow, peacocks have enough knowledge to make their noise. Krishna's giving it in everyone's heart. Salasya chan, sanyavistam. Vishwara sarva bhutana, videsha jivatisthiti. He's sitting in everyone's heart, just as he's guiding everyone, just as though they're seated on a machine where they withdrew energy. So, this kind of knowledge is practical. Just imagine you're trying to travel all over the world and tell everyone about these Vedic Agnishtama and Soma yogas and the 12 performances that we have to do every morning, and tell them all these things. Can you get very far? No. People have had enough of that. They've got their churches and mosques, and half the time they're empty anyway. Most of the week they're empty, except Fridays and Sundays, and Saturdays for the Jews. They have a hard time getting everybody to come and do all these rituals and sacrifices. So therefore Prabhupada, whenever he gets the opportunity, just like here in this purport, about the seven is the sacrifice for Soma Yajna. Your growth is the ritualistic performances of the morning, your skin of touch sensations, and so on. And then Prabhupada at the end of the purport, but anyone who is in contact with the Supreme Lord by discharging devotional service is understood to have performed all different varieties of yogas. This was a great relief when I first read Bhagavad Gita. I came across this verse it's quoted a few times. Devashi bhuta dhaninam pichinam makin karonayam ni sarajam sabatmanaya sharanam sharanam gatom upanyam harichikatam. Simply by engaging in surrendering sarana saranyam to Mukunda, and all our obligations are fulfilled. Well, this is a bargain offer. This is actually a good offer. Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything else anymore. Devashir, demigods, Devashir Bhutapra, all of the other living entities. Just like everybody's running around now. They're worried to go down Oxford Street. Save the whales! Save the porpoise! Save the this, save the that. There's a society for everything. The Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Frogs. You ever seen that one? RSPCF. Everyone's trying to do their bit. Some people, my brother, he was an oceanographer. He was trying to predict earthquakes. He was trying to do some good for the people. He was out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, with a seismographic instrument, trying to figure out when the next earthquake will come. Because he never managed to do it. The tsunami came and finished everybody off. I asked him, I said, couldn't you predict it coming? Sorry, couldn't make it in time. Everyone wants to do some good. It's only natural. Scientists are very famous because they think they're doing, because they claim they're doing good for the people. I read in a newspaper in Uganda recently, it said, headlines on the front page, end of the world in 2012. You read that one? There's a planet coming, the 12th planet of the universe, mysterious planet, predicted in the Mayan calendar, the end of the world, 2012, and this thing is heading in our direction. It's called it's a planet called Niruma, something like that, and it's going to come right past. The last time it came past was when there was a big flood, and they had to make Noah's Ark. You know Noah's Ark, it's in the Bible. Like everyone got all the creatures into Noah's Ark, and they floated on the flood. And this article is saying, now in Norway they're building huge bunkers under the ice, 10,000 feet under the ice, and they're putting all the seeds and all the little creatures and DNA and everything, getting ready for 2012. And NASA knows about it, and it's not telling anybody. everyone wants to help people in some way or other. It's natural. And Prabhupada also was there in New York when they were doing this peace march. Peace marches. And all the young people in those days, they were being drafted to the Vietnam War. And the young people, I don't know if you were from those early days, I was in England, I'm a true Brit, I'm not an American. So I wasn't being drafted to the Vietnam War, but my godbrothers and people of my generation were taking their draft cards sent to them by the government, and they were clubbing together in demonstrations, and they were burning their draft cards in front of the police. It's a sign of rebellion. We don't want anything of your government. We don't want anything of your establishment. We just want to find something different from your lifestyle. This was the hippie movement, and Prabhupada had the devotees going in and distributing peace formula. Peace formula. And actually, Prabhupada is giving the peace formula, but in close-up detail. He's giving an expansion of the peace book, because the peace formula is 529, Bhagavad Gita.